Loring Peace Church, welcome everyone. Welcome to those online. Hallelujah. We remind ourselves, yes, this is the year that the Lord remembers me. The Lord always remembers you. And it's the year of rest. Father, we take it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Nothing can separate, even if I run away, your love never fails. I know I still make mistakes, but you have new mercies for me every day. Your love never fails.
Let's go, you make
all things work. afraid, because I know that you love me.
Sing it.
Your love,
oh, you
never
stay, you stay,
you stay the same to the ages.
Your love
never changes. There may be pain in the night, but joy comes in the morning.
For my good. Sing with me, you make.
Oh, you make all things work together for my good.
Yes, Lord, you make, you make,
you make all things work together for my good.
You make, oh, you make,
you make all things work together for my good.
One more time, you make.
Oh, you, you make all things work together for my
last time.
Good.
You make, you make, you make.
Oh, you, you make all things work together for
up.
My good.
Oh yes, oh yes. Of you. Thank you, Lord. You make it all work for our good. Hallelujah. Sing it together one more time. You make. Oh, you make.
You make all things work together for my good.
We sing last time. You make.
You make all things work together for my good.
Oh, we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Hallelujah.
every distress. I call upon you, God.
Yes, Lord, I know.
I know that you hear me. My cry comes before you.
I seek your face.
I seek your face. God, you are my strength and my rock. I seek your face. Lord, you are mighty.
Hey, you
spinify. You spinify all of my life. You spinify all of your goodness.
God, you are my strength.
Oh God, you are my strength and my rock. Yes, Lord, you are mighty. God, you are my strength and my rock. Oh yes, you're mighty. Lord, you are mighty.
Sing with me. God, you are my strength.
God, you are my strength and my rock. Oh, Lord, you are mighty.
Yes, Lord. God, you are. Oh.
God, you are my strength and my rock.
You're my fortress, Lord. You're my fortress.
You're my fortress, my defense. You are my.
Your goodness,
you speedify all the words.
worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Father, we worship your name this morning. Hallelujah. We give you the honor. We give you the honor, the glory. Hallelujah.
There we sing, see what the Lord has done.
See what the Lord has done.
what you've done, Lord.
See what the Lord has done.
Lord, we've waited for you.
What we've waited for has come to pass. See what
waited for. Father, we are thankful. We're thankful that what we've been waiting for is now, even now, being made manifest. When we thought it was too late, you proved us wrong again and again. For your word is everlasting. Your word is truth. What you say, you manifest. Lord, let it be unto us even now, according to thy word. We give you praise, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, worship team. You may be seated. Sarah and Abraham waited for the manifestation of the promise of God. And when it seemed impossible, God proved his word to be true. Hannah, she too was waiting and waiting and waiting. And it looked impossible. In fact, the wife that was married after her kept on giving birth to children, and she remained barren. The fruitfulness of her neighbor confirmed her problem. She couldn't point her finger at the husband and say, "You shoot him blanks." It was her problem. But God, some say, but God showed himself strong. Then there was Elizabeth and Zechariah. They were waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. When is my miracle going to happen? There were people pointing fingers at them and saying, "I thought you were a priest. God answers your prayers. How come you have a curse in your home? Your wife is not pregnant. And he's behind the veil doing his thing and comes out dumb. Things weren't getting better. It seemed like they were getting worse. But what they did not know was that while he was behind that veil, God was meeting with him. How is it that God meets with you and then you come out dumb? Doesn't make any sense. But God was in it. And at the fullness of time, there was a manifestation. Hallelujah. They tried to give the manifestation the old name, the traditional name, but God says, "No, I'm bringing pleasantness into your life. I'm telling a new story." So, Pastor, what are you trying to say to us this morning? I'm trying to simply say that sometimes you wait and you wait and you wait and you wait and you wait. And sometimes while you're waiting, other people come and go past you, and you're still waiting. The reality is this: when it happens, everybody knows something just happened there. That barren woman is carrying a child. We thought she was cursed. But look at the blessing. God is still the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. The Word of God says that God loved Lazarus. And he gets a message that Lazarus is sick. And he says the sickness is not unto death. But we know the end of the story of that. The man died. But that was not the end, because the end was what God said, "This sickness is not unto death." And he came and he called him out of that graveyard, out of that tomb, on the fourth day. On the fourth day is when the people believed that nothing can ever be done anymore. He's rotten. But Jesus showed up on the fourth day. And all we can say is, look what the Lord has done. Amen. Look what the Lord has done. There is a look what the Lord has done miracle for you today. Do you receive that word? There's a look at what the Lord has done. And the thing about it is that it becomes the news of the town. It becomes the breaking news. I say in Jesus' name that you have breaking news announcements. In the mighty name of Jesus, your testimony shall be heard locally and globally. This is the doing of the Lord, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Somebody shout hallelujah. Father, we are thankful for the manifold blessings that we have in you. We embrace your truth. We denounce discouragement. We denounce victimization. We denounce every form of defeat. And we cleave to your eternal word. For you are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, and everything in between. You are God. There is none else like you. We turn to no one else, but to you, our sovereign. And we say yes and amen to all of your prophetic declarations over our lives. We declare this day that which the day is speaking of your goodness be manifested in our lives. The lines are falling favorably for us. You are expanding our scope. And Father, your grace is sufficient. For this is the day that you, Lord God Almighty, has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As Brahma to come and lead us in our time of intercession. Bless you.
Good day, everybody. Let us pray for our children. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another wonderful day that you have given to us. We are thankful, we are grateful. Thank you for life. Thank you for all our families, all our biological families, spiritual families, partners, extended families, those are standing before me and those hearing the sound of my voice, every age, every decade of life from age 120 plus to zero form, those in seed form, every single one of them, those in the womb, those walking the earth, every decade of life. Father, we commit all our lives before you. We declare your lordship and your rulership over our lives. The Lord reign. We declare your light and your salvation. We declare your strength. We declare your power. And we declare your grace. We declare your defense. And we declare your protection. We declare your blessings and all that is good. We declare your health. And we declare your wealth over all our lives. Thank you that we go out in peace. We come home in peace. We go out of the sheep gate, out of the shepherd gate, we go in and out and we find good pastures. We find green pastures all week, all year, daily. And we thank you that you are good to us. We're coming back giving testimonies. Look what the Lord has done. It is marvelous in our sight. This is all our testimonies. In Jesus' mighty name we declare and decree so done. Amen. Amen. Spirit of the living God, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of might, Spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word. For the words you speak, their spirit and life, we welcome you into our hearts, into our church, to our homes, our city, our nation, and into every aspect of our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's turn, our scripture reading this morning is Psalm 25. You can catch up. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. If that's your prayer, say amen. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Say amen. Lead me in thy truth, and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. I remember, O Lord, the tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me, for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Say amen. And the Lord remember you and your family this morning. Say amen. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he will teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in the judgment, and the meek he will teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. Can you say amen? What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. May the Lord teach us. May we have the fear of the Lord that he can guide us. When you stop hearing the Lord and you are knowing you are messing up and you don't even feel like changing, nothing is happening, and you have become cold, you have left the way of the Lord, cry to him and ask him to teach you his ways. Say amen. God will teach us his way. May he choose for us. Do you want God to choose for you? I think when he chooses for us, he chooses the best. So sometimes we pray certain prayers, we want certain things, and what we are asking is so limited, and God is seeing beyond. Beyond, and he knows what he has planned and put in place for us. I say, Lord, choose for me. Choose for me and my household. Say amen. Verse 13. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. Say amen. Say, I receive this. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Say amen. That's the second time he's told us the benefit of his fear. Hallelujah. I receive his covenant blessings. So to have those covenant blessings, you must operate in the fear of the Lord. You can't act anyhow and expect the covenant to be working for you. Say, Lord, I surrender my life. Teach me your ways. Say amen. 15, my eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Say amen. So anyone who sets a trap for you, you will never fall into it. They will fall into it. Say amen. Those who tried Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they fell into it. Those who tried Daniel, they fell into it. And the children of God came out. We will always come out victorious. 16, turn thee unto me and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. May all your affliction be gone today in the name of Jesus. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. Oh, bring thou me out of my distresses. May the Lord deliver us from all distresses. Look upon my affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. May the Lord forgive us all our sins. The root of the pain and the affliction, they are all coming from sins. May we be free from the power of sin. In the name of Jesus. Say amen. Consider my enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. Oh, keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Say amen. Say, Lord, I put my trust in you. Amen. If you put your trust in him, you'll never be ashamed. Your enemies will be ashamed while you walk in glory. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. Say a big amen. Amen. Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your favor. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you that you are the Redeemer of Israel, the Redeemer of your people. Savior divine, save all your family. We, your people, called by you, we call upon your name. We ask for total deliverance, healing, restoration, and wholeness. Father, set every captive free. Those who are calling upon you right now, set them free. Draw them to you, Lord. May they taste of the Lord and know that the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. Lord, we pray now for the peace of Jerusalem. Peace to the nation of Israel. Peace within her walls and her palaces. Lord, minister your grace to your people. As they're going through these difficult times, deliver them from all their troubles. Lord, save Israel. Your word says all Israel shall be saved. Israel, your glory. Israel, the apple of your eye. Israel, your firstborn. Israel, the nation that you have given birth to. Father, deliver your people from all evil. Give the leadership wisdom on how to rule the land and how to guide the people. And Lord, deliver them from the hands of all their enemies. Let your peace surround Jerusalem, surround the nation of Israel. Fight for your people, Lord. Arise, O God, and let all your enemies be scattered. Deliver your people. Give them a testimony. By this time next year, let us be celebrating. Let the nations begin to pour down back to Jerusalem, singing your praise and praying and giving God praise. Cleanse the land and deliver them from the hands of their enemies. Let them not be ashamed. Let not their enemies triumph over them. The same prayer we're praying for us. Out of Abraham shall all nations be blessed. We receive that blessing now for our nation, for Canada, Nigeria, United States of America. We receive it for Australia, New Zealand, Papua New Guinea, touch all these nations and all the islands of the seas and all first nations of the earth. Minister grace to every nation where someone is calling upon the name of the Lord. Let salvation come to them now. Let the revival of the Lord begin to take place. Raise up men and women that you pour your fire upon, that they begin to cry for a cleansing of the land and restoration of God's people and the cleansing of their hearing, their sight, and their hearts, that they will turn back to you. Revive us again. We commit our church and our church families and all those hearing the sound of my voice and their need, we commit before you. Jesus is Lord. You have the final say over our lives. Lord, move in the service this morning. Minister grace to everyone. Those that are sick, we call them and we say, be healed, be restored, be made whole. We thank you for speedifying their recovery in the name of Jesus. Those that are struggling financially, we ask for a breakthrough. Your word says, let the poor say, I'm rich. We declare your riches, your wealth, and your prosperity over God's people. And you give the power to get wealth. That power to get wealth, the idea to do it, put it in the minds of your people. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we give you praise. Thank you for total supply. Thank you for the word of the Lord that is coming to us now. We welcome it and we receive it with gladness. Let it grow in our hearts, bringing forth fruits that will give praise to your holy name. Bless the carrier of the word, the giver of the word, the receiver of the word, and those who publish the word, telling somebody that Jesus is Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we declare so done. Amen. All right, God bless you.
Last Sunday, we embarked on a journey together, talking about the person of God in our lives. And one of the things that we hammered home was that the I am that I am God is a God who is God in whichever way you need him to be God in your life. And part of it is proven by the very fact that in every book of the Bible, God revealed himself in the person of Jesus in different ways. And in real terms, I said, if you needed God to be Jehovah Plumber for you, he will be that. And I've seen God do that. I've seen God do things that you will not imagine he will do or will be interested in. I remember many years ago, I was going to do a visitation. At that time, we had a television program that's now called Call to Victory, but then it was called Message of Deliverance. And we used to do it on a local cable here in town. And a lady had called to mention a friend of theirs that lived on a street, forgotten the name of that street now. Anyway, close to where you live. And I said, where is this street? This is before GPS. I said, where is this street? He said, oh, it's just off Templeton. Oh, I said, that's easy. I would just go down Templeton because Templeton starts from Mark Phillips to Maine. So I go all the way down from one end to the other. I didn't see the place. So I come back all the way, still didn't see it. I went all the way up, didn't see it. And I'm coming all the way back west. And I hear the Lord says, do you want to find the place? I said, yes. So he said, when you get to that street there called Sinclair, make a right turn. So I made a right turn. And I'm coming all the way, and I get to your street, Swills, right? Swills. And the street has a dead end on Sinclair. I wanted to turn back. I said, it's not here. He said, did I tell you to turn? I said, no, then keep on going. So I got to the end of the street, and it's Beshbag Bay. I think that's what it's called, Beshbag Bay. There was a street. It was nowhere close to Templeton. But God knew exactly where it was and knew to direct me that way. And I found the house that I was looking for. God was interested in being my GPS navigator. What would God want to do with that? Well, I don't want you burning gas all up and down this place. And I want that person ministered to. God will direct your path. Amen? In Psalm 23 says, he is your Jehovah Rohi. God, your shepherd, who will cause you to lack nothing. Lack nothing. Whatever it is that you want, whatever it is that you need, he says, I am going to be your provider. Praise the Lord. Sometimes it is hard for us to understand that. Now, David, the psalmist, says in Psalm 37 and verse 25, he says, I've been old, I'm young, and I've been old, and one thing I can tell you is I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. So I've been young, and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken. And not just the righteous, nor his seed begging bread. That's a promise of God that you and I can hold on to and say, God, this is your word. You said you will never leave me, nor forsake me, nor will my seed beg for bread. My seed is not going to be on the street. I am righteous because, God, you've given to me the gift of righteousness. I'm not righteous because I made myself righteous. I'm righteous because you made me righteous. You gave me the gift of righteousness and you declared me righteous. I have access to your presence. Somebody shout hallelujah. He says, he is ever merciful. Now, that statement, he's ever merciful, is in reference to God, but also in reference to the righteous. Which tells me that the reason the righteous and his seed are not forsaken or begging bread is because of what they are going to do. He says he is merciful, one, and two, and lendeth. He lends. And his seed is blessed. But look at it from this point. God perspective, God is always merciful, and God is always going to lend. God is always going to give you a helping hand, and his seed, which you are, is blessed. Someone say, I'm blessed. Say it again, I'm blessed. One more time, I'm blessed. I'm experiencing the mercy of God. Hallelujah. And God is lending to me. Praise God. But that statement is also true of the righteous. And it's very intentional. God is saying that the righteous who is not forsaken and whose seed is not begging bread is a merciful person. Hallelujah. You must practice mercy, and you must practice the act of lending, giving a helping hand. And then God's word says, your seed is blessed. Your seed, meaning that which you are given, is going to prosper. It's going to cause whoever it is you're lending it to accomplish their divine purpose. Your seed, meaning your children, also are blessed. Because remember where we started? I've been young, and now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, how does God shepherd us? God shepherds us by giving to us his word. Amen? God shepherds you and I by speaking his word to us, and our obedience to the word of God is the sign that truly he is our shepherd. Jesus, our Lord, says, my sheep hear my voice. They hear me. And they that hear him obey him. If we are not obeying the word of God, we are not his sheep. Hello? If you are part of God's flock, then you must know the voice of your master. And when you listen to the voice of your master, then you will be led by your master into pastures of grace and favor. John 10 and 4 says, when he leads his sheep out, when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them. So in essence, watch this now. Watch this. He is in front. Amen? So the onus of following is on you. God is not a driver. You up in front, trying to make your way, and he pushing you from behind. No, he leads from before you. He says he goeth before them, and the sheep do what? Follow him, for they what? Know his voice. So if they know his voice and they follow him, it's because he keeps on talking. Come on, come on, come on, somebody help me here. He's always talking. Because that's the only way you are going to be able to follow him. If he keeps silence, you don't know how to follow. You are able to follow God because God is always speaking. Now and then he may come back. To make sure everybody's doing what they're supposed to do. But the reason the sheep goes astray, hello, is because he's in front. And the sheep that don't follow can go astray. So the onus of continuing is on you. The onus of making sure that you are able to follow is on him. By the very fact that he keeps on speaking. God takes his responsibility seriously. So seriously, the Bible says in Psalm 19 that the glory of God has been declared in the heavens and has been manifested in the handiworks in the firmament, and that day after day uttered speech. So not only is God speaking, every day he has commanded to keep on speaking. Amen. Even night after night, showeth knowledge. Hallelujah. So God has everything covered. God is always speaking good things over your life. He said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, because as Mama read in I think it was Psalm 25, it talked about the loving kindnesses of God. Not just the loving kindness of God, the loving kindnesses. So loving kindness is pluralized. Who knew that you can make plural out of loving kindness? God says, I don't care which way you want to talk it, whether it's good grammar or not good grammar, I am grammatizing this. It is loving kindnesses. It is loving kindnesses. Someone said the loving kindnesses of God. Hallelujah. They have been ever of old. The tender mercies. Not just mercy, mercies. Hallelujah. Every day you wake up, there are benefits for every day. And I need to tap into all that God has for me. Amen? Including not remembering the sins of my youth. Praise the Lord. Well, if God remembers all of that, then my goose will be cooked. But God's loving kindness and his tender mercies, he says, I'm for you. I am for you. I am for you. And if God be for me, who and what can be against me? I need not concern myself about what people are thinking or saying. Not when God, who knows me best, is speaking and saying, my goodness, my mercies, my loving kindnesses, they've been of old and they are forever. And I'm pursuing you and surrounding you with my goodness every day of your life. Just keep on listening with your ears to my voice. Don't be listening to the voice of a stranger. Hallelujah. Don't listen to the voice of this stranger. The child of God in John 10, who is the sheep, they don't listen to the voice of the stranger. A stranger will they not follow. What are you hearing in your spirit? So many of us are living our lives based on what some, I was going to say old crow, but I'll be nice. What some, I was going to say baboon, but I'll be nice. What some teacher, some aunt, uncle, whoever said, some person in authority said, you will never amount to anything in your life. And that's all you've been listening to, and that's what's been ringing in your mind, and you've allowed that to direct your path. The devil's a liar. If it is not a good word, it is not from God. And I don't want anything to do with it. Hallelujah. Some of you are still stuck in old crow and baboon. Get off that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All God has to say about you, He says, I see you righteous. He says, be ye holy because I am holy. Have the God kind of faith. You have my faith. And you have the capacity to say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea. And if you don't doubt in your heart but believe that those things which you say or are saying shall come to pass, you shall have what you say. You don't have what you say, which you want, because you doubt. And two, because you've not extended mercy. For Mark 11 says, when you stand praying, forgive. And part of the problem with so many people is that they practice unforgiveness. You're talking with them and they remember what happened 50 years ago. You remember 50 years ago, you did this and you did that, and you're carrying the issues of 50 years ago. I'm bringing it into a discussion that we are having now. How are we ever going to heal if you keep on opening the wound? You see, when... Are you ready for this? When your wound is scabbed and it is healing, it starts getting itchy. So that you can do what? Scratch. So that when you scratch, it opens up. And now you have to go through the circle again. That's what unforgiveness does. When you have come into the place where you're getting healed, something happens that makes you want to remember what happened and makes you scratch. That's when you say, forgiven, 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 I'm not going there. I have forgiven this, and I'm not buying into this mess ever again. I forgive. Oh, wow, how can you forgive that? Do you remember? Now he's doing it again. Now she's doing it again. Now they're doing it again. And then you jump into that mess, and guess what happens? You fall into lack. Because unforgiveness will create an environment of lack around you. Somebody listening. So we must tap into the goodness of God. Remember it again. When you stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may do what? Forgive your trespasses. Remember the statement of the Lord in the book of Isaiah. He says, my hand isn't short so that I cannot save you, nor am I deaf or blind. He says, it's your sin that separated you from me. Now it says, but if you do not forgive, thank you very much, Isaiah 59:1, and then we'll go back to Mark 11. It says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and what? Your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear you. So if God cannot hear you, how can he answer you? It says, because your hands are defiled with blood and your fingers with iniquity, your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue muttered perverseness. That's not where God wants you and I. Back to Mark 11:26. It says, but if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. Which means that your sin is abiding. Now, verse 23 and 24, I want to look at that real quickly. It says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have. Someone say, he shall have. Say it again, he shall have. Whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, that what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that you what? Receive them, and ye shall what? Have them. It says, believe that you have what? And then you shall. If I have it, why am I believing that I receive them? God says, believe you've received it, and then it will come to pass. Oh, when I see it, then I will believe. No, that's backwards. God says, believe you have it, then you will have it. In essence, if you don't believe that you have it, you will not what? Have it. So what does it mean for me to believe that I have it? I believe that I have it when I begin to celebrate with thanksgiving the thing that I believe I receive. And then it will come to pass. It is your celebrating of what you believe that you have received that brings about the showing. Are we together? So as long as I'm believing I've not received it and keep on saying I've not received it, I will not what? Will not receive it. I will not have it. There's got to be a point in your proclamation of saying this mountain move, where you believe that that mountain is moved. Because you said, move. I said, move. I said, move. I said, move. Oh, it's not moving. I guess it's not going to move. Oh, now you got a problem. It's going to stay. But as long as you say, move, and you start approaching it as one who believes that it is not there, just like the doors open at the mall, when you go in and you approach it, the infrared. Yeah? Hits you, and the door says, somebody's coming. Open sesame. It moves. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The confession of your mouth determines what is happening around you. The new vehicles today, or newer vehicles, have a way of identifying you so that when you approach the car, because it knows you, it opens. Are you with me? The door opens. And if you're not aware, you think you didn't lock your door. But it opens because it has been programmed to sense your presence. And that presence is tied to the fob that you have, maybe in your pocket, or maybe on your cell phone, if it is programmed. And so it identifies, oh, this person is coming. And for some vehicles today, you can forget your key at home. Are you listening? You can forget your key at home. But if you have something on you that it identifies with, you can drive that car to wherever you want to go. But nobody else can drive it. Just you. It identifies you. So also does the voice print of faith lock in to situations, to cause things to open up for you, even if you have not even prayed. I don't know if you hear what I'm saying. You didn't pray about it. You didn't even think about it. But God has already covered you. He's already covered you. So you're stepping into situations and favor is happening for you. And you did not ask for the favor. You didn't. I don't know if you're hearing what I'm saying to you. You did not ask for the favor, but God has already established favor. So you can be, let's say you're at the airport. You're in the airport. You have economy ticket. Okay? Not business class, not first class. You have economy ticket. All of a sudden, the people at the desk tear or come to you and say, come. And they come and you follow them and they tear your economy ticket and give you business class. You didn't ask for it. It is given. I didn't pray for that, but it is given. Hallelujah. It is given because God has already spoken favor over your life. And every day, so say every day, say it again, every day, one more time, every day, God has commanded even the day to speak good. So why are you listening to evil? Why are you receiving evil in your life when God has spoken good? So, nothing good happens in my life. That's the speech. You're contradicting what God said. God's word says, the psalmist in Psalm 118 says, this is the day the Lord hath made. I will do what?
Rejoice.
And be what? Glad. In what day? The day that God has made. Has the devil made any days?
No.
So there's not a day that you should not and cannot rejoice. Oh, I have this problem. What is going to happen? The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. God, like water in your hand, will move the actions of kings. God knows who is there to help you. When you believe that you have a helper, the Lord is my helper. The Lord present in the time of trouble. God will keep me in perfect peace because my mind is laid and trusting in Him. I am not forsaken. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Do bad things happen to good people? Absolutely, every day. Every day, bad things happen to good people. But the thing is, the person who is a child of God says, all things work together for my good. Hallelujah. Give the devil a migraine every moment of your life. When am I going to have this person complain? Job said, even though he slays me, yet will I praise him. Sheesh! What are we going to do? Let's get some friends to bombard him and tell him about how bad he is. Yeah, you know what? You might be right. But I thank God that God is a merciful God and His loving kindnesses. Hallelujah. God is a God who has seen me through. I will lack nothing. Praise the Lord. He causes me to lie down in green pastures. He restores my soul. Surely, His goodness and His mercy shall follow me. You know what? He is the good shepherd. Come on, come on, come on. He is the good shepherd. And where is He positioned? In front. So who does He have as a hound dog behind you? The hound dog is goodness and mercy. How can you have a hound dog that is good and merciful? You mean there's no bad here? No bad. Oh, somebody, oh my Lord, have mercy on my soul. I said no bad. That is so hard for us to believe that God has no bad for me. That it's all good. He's also full of good that the Bible says He causes His rain to come down on the good and the bad. He is so good, when He rose again from the dead, the Bible says He had gifts, and He even gave gifts to the rebellious. He has too much. Oh Lord, have mercy on my soul. He has too much. Why am I experiencing the bad? Because I don't know that God is altogether good and all God wants to do is give me the good. Bad is not part of the plan. But Pastor, the doctor said, I know what the doctor said. He's an expert. I'm not saying what the doctor said is a lie. All I'm saying is that the word of God says, let the weak say, I'm strong. Let the poor say, I'm rich. So let the sick say, I'm healed. I'm walking in divine health. I wake up every day, I say, thank you, Father. I'm operating in divine health. I'm the healed of the Lord. Thank you, Father, that Jesus Christ paid the price for my healing. And I celebrate your goodness in him. You have loved me through Jesus. Oh, Father, I give you praise. Father, I give you praise. And the head goes, bing, bing, bing. Hallelujah. Ouch, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Ouch, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. You just stay with the program. I'm not saying that the pain is not real. I'm saying you are going beyond the pain to wholeness. You're saying to this mountain, be thou removed. And one day the doctor says, huh, what are you doing? What do you mean, what are you doing? It looks like you're getting better. Hmm. Oh, we don't see that cancer anymore. Oh, where did the tumor go? Let me check the x-rays. Let me check the MRI. Let me check this and let me check that. Check all you want. God has healed me and I'm restored. You said I cannot walk. Look at me. Cat walking. Hallelujah. The devil's a liar. We are not the ones to be frustrated. The devil is the one that needs to be frustrated every day of your life. Because you're not buying into his program. You're not eating from his soup, tureen, whatever it is. Hallelujah. God is your master chef and he's cooked a nice meal for you. He says, here's the table, sit down, chow down. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And by the way, his word says his bread is for his children. And that bread is healing. Amen? So what should you do? Every time, if you cannot just imagine it, grab some bread and chew it. This is my healing. Take communion and say, this is my healing. Whether it is an emotional healing that you need, a physical healing that you need, a mind issue, whatever issue, financial issue, marital issue, whatever, Jesus is the answer. Amen? Amen? And he says, I will fight for you. Yes. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. He will do what? Fight for you. Understand that. He says, sit down here. I'm going to make all of your enemies your footstool. Wow. What does a footstool do? When you put your legs on your footstool, what do people say that you're doing? You're resting. You're relaxing. So you mean I'm going to relax on the head of my enemy? And God say, you got it. You got it. So the word of God says to us in Psalm 27. Remember, it says to us in Psalm 23 about these enemies. But in Psalm 27, the word of God becomes so crisp and clear. He says to us that he is our light. So there's no hiding place for the enemy. They're not going to jump out from some bush, because God's light is right there. And he is my salvation. Whom shall I fear? What am I going to be afraid of when God is my light and my salvation? The Lord is the strength of my life. I'm not the strength of my life. I'm not strong because I've been pumping iron. My strength is God. So if the Lord is my strength, of whom am I going to be afraid? Why am I living in fear? Tormented about what might happen, the economy, what's going to happen? My old age, what's going to happen? My children, what's going to happen? Why am I being afraid? Do you understand that our fear sometimes is our prophetic declaration? Let me say that again, just in case you missed it. Your fear is your prophetic declaration. What you are afraid of, you are giving life to. Let me say it again. What you are afraid of, you're giving life to. Starve that fear. The Word of God tells us how you starve that fear. By you knowing that you are loved. Perfect love casts out fear. It says, for fear has torment. You've been tormented. Then it's because you do not appreciate the loving kindnesses of God. There is no fear in love. Absolutely no fear in love. I'm afraid I'm going to die. Then you don't know that God loves you. I'm afraid I'm going to be sick. Then you don't know that God loves you. I'm afraid that I'm not going to make it. Then you don't know that God loves you. When you know the love of God, fear cannot be present. But perfect love casts out fear. Amen? Why? Because fear had torment. So what does that mean? That means that love doesn't want you tormented. But what is love? The Bible says God is love. God is love. Say it with me. God is love. So there's no fear in God. The Word of God says that the one who does not know God does not know the love of God. The person who is not practicing forgiveness does not know love, and therefore does not know God. Religious-minded people think they are doing the will of God by pumping out unforgiveness, criticism, judgment, tearing people down. He that loveth not knoweth not God. Let me say something here. God loves his children, and those that God loves, God chastises. Yeah? Does God chastise you every day? Is God at your case every day? No. God does not tolerate wrong. He knows what is wrong. He does not tolerate it. But God does not carry a big stick whacking you every single moment, because that is going to generate the wrong kind of fear in you. And there is no fear in love. If God were just a God of judgment, not one person here will be standing. Did you hear that? But God extends mercy. The word of God says, the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. The wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. God, your good shepherd.
All right, then. I'm here if you need me.
Siri.
I'm listening.
Hush up.
I'll need to access your Amazon music.
Oh, please. The wrath... The wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. And if you're filled with wrath, anger, attack, you've moved away from love. You can't kill all the flies in the planet with copper. You can't solve every problem, and you cannot be responding to every situation. Some things you just got to let be until the right time. That's what love does. Because the way God wants to lead you and lead me is in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And he says, your wrath is not going to bring about that righteousness. You know, believers many times act wrongly. In the name of we're trying to get society to work in a particular way, we become people that are so angry, and the world looks at us and they don't see the love of God. All they see is angry people. people that are against this and against that and against this. What are you for? I want to know what you are for before I start hearing about I'm against this and I'm against that. And if you're against it, why are you against it? Bring the love aspect into why you're against whatever it is that you are against. And even then, make certain that you are representing God, that you're practicing forgiveness. The Lord is my light and my salvation. And I'm going to start landing this thing now. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Then it says, watch this, when the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they what? Stumbled and fell. I pushed them, right? I threw stones at them, right? No, it says they're coming after me and they stumbled and they fell. They tripped over themselves. Though an host shall encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Why? Love those that despitefully what? Use you. Just love. That's what you're called to do. That's what I've been called to do. Just love. Demonstrate the love whichever way you know you can demonstrate that love. Just, they push me, so I push them back. Mm-mm-mm. She can push them back when they push me, because she's not only protecting me, but also protecting the other person from doing the wrong thing. But me, if you smack me this way, it says turn the other cheek. In other words, take the power away from them to think that they have that power. You say, is that all you could do? Just this side? What about this side? Yes. I remember a story of a guy who's a boxer, good fighter, and became a Christian. So this guy thought he could abuse him, smacked him, he turned the other side of his cheek, the guy smacked him again, and then the guy was trying to smack him the third time, and he says, oh, brother, pow! He says, you're allowed two chances. You're allowed two chances, you just went past your second chance. That was not too funny to you. It's funny to me. Well, you're not there to tolerate everything. But the word of God says, though war should rise against you, it says, in this will I be confident. I want you to watch this. He's talking about his enemies. Though an host should what? Encamp against me. That means they surrounded me. My heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. What are you going to be confident in? One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. I'm going to be in the temple. I'm going to be looking at the face of my God, not at my circumstance. Did you get that? I'm going to be looking at God, not at my circumstances, and I'm going to be asking God questions. How do you want me to respond to this? How should I do that? How should I respond to them? He says, I'm going to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me. Hallelujah. He shall what? Hide me in his pavilion. Now, what is that all about? Why are they stumbling and falling? Because they are blinded. They are blinded by what? By the light of God. The Lord is my what? Light. And my what? Salvation. So when they're coming at me and I'm staying in love, looking at God, the light of God is shining, and the brightness of the light of God blinds your enemy and causes your enemy to stumble and fall. And how is that happening? I'm in the house of the Lord. That's the one thing I desire. This is my great weapon. So what do you think the devil wants to do when you're in trouble? Keep you away from church. Keep you away from the house of God. Keep you away from inquiring of the Lord. That's what he wants to do. Don't buy into his agenda. Trust the Lord. Even when it seems like nothing is happening, something is happening. I like the worship team. If they can come together, or whoever it is. There's that song, how does it go? I've forgotten how it goes. Even when I don't know it, he's working, or something like that. They have that refrain. Those that can come and sing it, come and just do that song. I want you to know God is working on your case, on my case. He's interested. He's not disinterested. Amen? He's very, very, very engaged. What confuses us sometimes is that we know that God is engaged, but why is trouble still happening? Well, sometimes the mountain stays there, but just stay the program, it's going to move. Amen? Sometimes the enemy is still coming and chasing. Even when you've crossed that Red Sea, they're still coming, and you think they're going to make it across. No, they're going to drown. The enemies that you see today, you shall see no more. Amen? So just chill. Cool. It's okay. He's working on your behalf. You know the song I'm looking for? Okay.
Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. Never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. Never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. Never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. Never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. Never stop, you never stop working. Never stop, never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. Never stop, you never stop working. Never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. Never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop.
on a cloudy day, the dark clouds are up there. Sometimes it looks like the sun is not there. It really does. Everything goes dark. But if you were to go over those clouds, you'll see that the sun is still there. Hallelujah. Even when the sun is eclipsed, it is only eclipsed for a short, brief moment. Sooner or later, that moon is going to move out of the way, and you'll see the brightness of the sun again. Things may look bleak to you right now. But the darker it gets, the closer you get in to a new day. Every day starts dark. Every new day starts out dark. Every new day starts as a night. Oh, Lord, have mercy. You think you're in the night season of your life? Be reminded that in the night, God gives you knowledge. He gives you the ability to cross over to the new day. Amen? Hallelujah. 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 So when you don't feel like anything is happening, something is happening. You're not forsaken. Hallelujah. Don't just sing the refrain. Take the whole song from the very beginning, and then we'll wrap up with that.
Oh, you are here. You're moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. Lord, you're here. You're working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. Sing with me, Waymaker.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness.
Yeah.
Keep on singing, here we go. Even when, oh Lord.
Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop working.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, I receive it, and I have it. The word of God is true in my life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to honor God with our giving. Just come and honor God with your giving. Trust Him with your resources. Obey Him in His directives to give. He says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, shall men bring into your bosom. You cannot outgive God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Every time you hear the word of God, commit to give something. Doesn't matter how many times you give. Every time you hear the word of God, give. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We're going to share in the testament, the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. Is there anyone that has not received? You don't have the element? We all have the element? Okay. Oh, who doesn't? You guys don't have? Okay. You're supposed to get yours when you're coming in.
It's in our seats.
It's in your seats. Okay. Good excuse. Praise the Lord. Yeah, it's not in his seat, it's in his pocket. I guess it's because he's a guy. You guys don't have pockets, huh? You have a pocket, I see it. Hallelujah. It's always a joy to remind ourselves of the goodness of the Lord. And so he says, whenever you take of communion, remember me. Reflect on the goodness of God today. And when circumstances are saying, oh, things are bad, remember the Lord who shared in the communion went into a dark night, but he did not stay down. He rose again from the dead. And that is the greater testimony. We have an empty tomb.
Yes.
And a Lord who is seated far above all principalities, all powers, all the rulers of the darkness of this world, all spiritual wickedness. God is inbuilding and imputing into you the capacity to be greater than any problem,
yes,
any situation, any challenge. Remember the Lord. Take and eat in Jesus' name. Receive your healing.
Somebody said, the Lord is my light.
The Lord is my light.
And my salvation.
And my salvation.
Is the strength of my life.
Is the strength of my life.
There's no darkness for me.
There's no darkness for me.
Only perpetual light.
Only perpetual light.
The Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I will follow him.
I will follow
all the days of my life.
All the days of my life.
And goodness and mercy.
And goodness and mercy.
Shall follow me.
Shall follow
me. All the days of my life.
All the days of my life.
I am sandwiched.
I am sandwiched.
Between the Lord.
Between the Lord.
And goodness and mercy.
And goodness and mercy.
If you believe this, take and drink.
Amen. Somebody say, I'm blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. The hand of God is good on my life. His grace,
His
peace,
His joy,
His ability
is ministering into me
and ministering through me.
So everywhere I go,
I am called the blessed of the Lord.
The blessed of the Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
You are shepherding me.
Shepherding me.
I hear your voice.
I hear your voice.
And I follow you.
And I follow.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
For loving me.
For loving me.
With all of your love.
With all of your word.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus' mighty
Amen.
Name.
Amen.
I am blessed.
God bless you. Enjoy the goodness of the Lord. We're going to cut off from those on YouTube and Facebook, but we're going to take this time to say hello to those that